congratulations on the win. I know it wasn't easy at times there and maybe made it a little bit harder on yourselves, but your team found a way to overcome some of the struggles overall tonight. But a win's a win, and it doesn't matter how it looks in postseason to advance.
That's true. I mean, we definitely didn't shoot very well from the free throw line, and we didn't rebound very well, especially in crucial parts of the game. But sometimes, just like you said, find a way, and we found a way when we needed to, and that's all that matters.
And you got off to kind of a slow start. Larned led by four early on, and then you had a big run in that first and second quarter, put you up by 15, and that was definitely by far your best stretch of the night.
Yeah, I felt like it was a great defensive stretch as well, but then we kind of got a little hurried on offense. It was just kind of one pass and shoot it, and after a while we got a little cold, so we can't settle for those kind of shots and just work the ball a little bit more.
And it seemed like further in the game it went that it seemed like maybe Larned's man-to-man defense had a little bit to do with it as well, maybe.
Yeah, they were pretty physical, and, you know, I felt like we were not taking the easy or making the easy pass. Mm-hmm. We were trying to take the really difficult pass, and, I mean, at the end of the game, there's no reason to do that.
Well, it was ended up three in double figures there that really carried you. Lindy Rumford got you started again here tonight. She ended up with 14. And then Emily Weathers kind of was consistent through all four quarters with 16. And a freshman, Bren McCormick, she had struggled for the longest time at the line tonight. I think she hit two of her first six or seven from the line. But, you know, she was able to overcome that and when you needed her the most and hit four of her four down the stretch.
I know. I mean, I feel like whoever I choose to shoot the technical, then they struggle the rest of the night. But hopefully it doesn't carry on the rest of the games. But, you know, those days are going to happen. And I felt like she didn't really let that shadow the rest of the game.
But you guys were also in that fourth quarter able to take a couple of offensive fouls. They weren't calling that for a while there, and then they finally were in that fourth quarter. And that was a great adjustment for your players to take some charges when you really needed some momentum on the defensive end.
Yeah, those were huge, especially, I mean, we had more fouls than they did for the longest time. And so, you know, that took a lot of courage to just step up and take it. I mean, we practiced that kind of stuff all the time, and I felt like, you know, what we practiced definitely came into the game.
Well, big game for you Saturday. It's either Cimarron or Colby. Cimarron for a second time, Colby for a third time. So nice thing is you've played them already a combined three times, so it should be a little bit simpler scout tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I just definitely don't know who it's going to be. They're both pretty good teams, so we'll be happy ready to go.
Third straight sub-state championship game, Coach. Congratulations here.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we'll see you Saturday.
All right, thanks.